We might point out that the Oklahoma Centennial Commission helped make a book possible, The Artwork of Tulsa. They asked you to do that.
Yes, that was certainly a wonderful honor to have. For the celebration of our centennial, I was given a grant to write a book about the centennial and no other requirements. So I selected 100 pieces of artwork in Tulsa, both from the public and the private sectors, and told the story of each one of them, and some of them have wonderful stories to tell. It's my only full-color book. I'm very, very proud of it.
You have the historic homes of Ponca City and Kay County, and then you have more historic homes of Ponca City and Kay County. On the top of your head, do you know how many books you have had published?
11.
So you do know the number.
11 and a half. We have a summer cabin at Wahilla Outing Club. And in 2002, it celebrated its 100th anniversary. And I wrote a book, A Family Called Wahilla, for the anniversary. You know, it's never been in the bookstores or anything like that. So I guess 11.
Your architectural work, you write books, you have your artwork, various forms. What are you most proud of?
Oh, my.
In either one of those categories or?
Well, I am equally proud of my architecture and my writing. My artwork, you know, it's okay, but I have a long way to go and I know it. But I like it.
You have advice? There are architectural students who may listen to this. Advice to them?
First of all, it's a long, hard row in the School of Architecture. It's a 5-year course. You have to have a lot of math. Actually, the School of Architecture in Stillwater, and I think this is true of most universities, there's two phases of it, architectural design and architectural engineering. And the first 2 years, both styles or types take the same courses. And then at the third year, the architectural design branches more into art and design and the engineering more into engineering. The only course I ever flunked in college was strength of materials at Stillwater. But the story was in the architectural department, if you passed strength of materials the first time, you weren't going to be a very talented architect. You'd be more of an engineer. So, you know, if you have the calling and the feeling for it, yes, try it. Give it a try. You have to serve some apprenticeship time after you get your degree. And you don't make a lot of money, but you exist and do something you're happy doing. Mm-hmm. So that's all great. It's been a wonderful life.
Do you have to be born with a gift, or could somebody not necessarily have that gift, but in time they were kind of interested in it and they could learn the craft?
Yes, I have talked to young people that are still in high school. I encourage them very much. It's not easy, but the rewards are well worth it.
Yeah. So then we ask, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered, and I've asked this to be sung at my memorial service. I would like for them to sing America the Beautiful, because I would like to think in my small way I have helped make America more beautiful.
And that you have. Another thought just comes to mind. As homes were being built, and mass homes were being built, 70s, 80s, 90s, now... Do you cringe when you see some of the work that's being done, or do you...
Some of it, yes. Yeah. Tulsa is very blessed today because we have some wonderful architects, and some of those architects have done spec houses, so to speak. I've only done 2 spec houses in my life, and I haven't been in either one of them in years, but one of them I have talked to 2 or 3 people who have either lived there or been there, and they have said that's the most wonderful floor plan. I have no idea what the floor plan is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's long past. Mm-hmm. But I think it's one of my duties and obligations to help and inspire the young ones coming up.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have some great architects. We have them now, and we're going to have them in the future. We always do.
Well, thank you, John.
My pleasure.
And you are a great storyteller. It's my pleasure to have met you, and now to share this for the many generations to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome.